Gore readings, flesh wound horror freaks, and thanks for staying up really, really late with us. I am Flesh Wound Dan, joined by Predator Todd.
Good evening.
Bugs Dread.
Namaste. Good morning.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
That is true, Pugs. People might be getting up for work now, so at least on my coast. So, yes, so fresh off of Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2022. And just so you guys know, we are going to do a non-spoiler review, which will probably be much, much shorter. And then we'll let you know when we're getting into full-blown spoilers. This will be interesting, coming just fresh off the movie. Yeah, I guess we'll get right into it. So Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2022 from director David Blue Garcia. After nearly 50 years of hiding, Leatherface returns to terrorize a group of idealistic young friends who accidentally disrupt his carefully shielded world in a remote Texas town. All right.
Harlow.
Harlow. Who wants to go first?
I'll gladly go. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
So maybe I shouldn't have gone first.
Okay, you want me to go? Kruger, one of us. Who wants
Todd, I think you're the biggest Texas Chainsaw fan out of all of us, so you kick it off.
All right. Well, here's the thing. I am a big Chainsaw mark first and foremost, and I love this one. It's probably not a surprise to anyone. I do feel like we're going to have a whole Halloween kill situation coming on, but, and I don't mean just Dan, I mean in general with the response. That first kill, I know Kruger was hard, because that one got me. I was like, all right, I'm in. Yeah, it was a simple premise, simple setup, and it was just getting to watch Leatherface kill people for an hour and 23 minutes, yep, give or take. So I got exactly what I wanted. Leatherface fucking up annoying young people.
Yeah, I'm with you. This gave me absolutely everything I wanted. I set expectations for this movie so fucking high. And
I was worried.
Yeah, and it blew me out of the fucking water. I mean, the gore and the kills in this, I mean, it's balls to the wall. Some of the best kills I think we've ever gotten in Texas Chainsaw. I mean, Fede Alvarez definitely made his presence known being the producer of this. I saw an interview with the director, and he personally went up to him and was like, no, we need to add blood and redo all these kills. So thanks to him, we got a fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre on our hands, and it was great. Leatherface, you know, we didn't know too much about his backstory, and I actually did like that. Sally returning was awesome. She's one of my favorite final girls ever, and I thought what they did with her character, you know, she wasn't in a huge portion of the movie, but what they did, I did like. I can see some people having issues with certain moments, but I really don't have a bad thing to say about this movie. It's one of my favorite slasher sequels I've seen in recent years. It blows both of the Halloweens out of the water, and I'm a huge fan of Halloween 2018, but goddamn, this did it better, bigger, and fucking more brutal.
I co-sign everything these gentlemen just said. I had a very good time watching this damn thing. I did have a hard time relating to the new like characters, but I didn't like them, so I'm not gonna relate to them anyway. However, I love Leatherface, and I got more of him, and he got to fuck people up, and I'm always up for that. And boy, howdy, did he fuck people. This is one of the most violent Texas Chainsaw Massacres around. And this definitely threw a wrench in my ranking. So now I got to go refigure that shit too, when we do that show. But man, I love it. I want more. And hopefully, you know, maybe we'll get some. And maybe we'll get some more backstory, because there's a big gap of what was Leatherface doing. I'm interested. Yeah, this is fucking fantastic, and it's also on Netflix, so you can just press play at home. Like, honestly, this is this is top tier shit. So I am very happy. I'm a very happy Texas Chainsaw Massacre fan, very happy Leatherface fan. And everyone that was crying about that bus scene, guys, they didn't fuck get up. It. Just wait. It's so cool. I loved it.
I will just say Legendary's over with me this week. I'm just
Before you go, Dan, I wanted to compliment the sound design too on this movie. I mean, fucking just hearing Leatherface's, you know, chainsaw revving in all different directions and, you know, the horror of that. And the soundtrack too, I thought was really, really well done.
All right. Time for the third.
You think it's going to be like Hogan dropping the leg? He's the third man. All right. So, first off, just early impressions of the movie that people had. The very beginning, I actually thought we were going to be in trouble on some of the, it's an overused word, but the woke stuff, because there are a couple things that I could see somebody just being, all right, fuck it, just turning their TV off. That does, it eases up. It's not. I mean, I will say like a couple of, I don't know why. It's like they just have a checklist and they have to get it in there. It had nothing to do with the movie. But nonetheless, it does ease up. This is by far the goriest.
I still think it went over Dan's head a little bit.
Yeah.
In the franchise. We'll talk about that. It was obnoxious, though, at the beginning. But it goes away. For a reason. No, I understand. But I'm just saying, we'll get into it in spoilers. But it is by far the goriest in the franchise. I don't even think it's close, to be honest. I mean, the bus scene alone, no spoilers there because you saw it in the trailer. A lot of people die. So I would say, I don't know, man, maybe that scene alone was gorier than most of the movies in total in the franchise.
I think Pug said this earlier. That was his Darth Vader down the hall scene from...
I did.
I kind of saw this as almost a Western. You know, they said she was a ranger coming into town for payback. It's kind of more of an action movie. It's not scary. It's definitely not the original, but then again, nothing has been the original since the original. So, you know, that may not bother people at this point. I hated the characters. I'll be honest. I thought they were probably the worst in any movie in the franchise. But hey, there were some awesome kills, and I think that's what a lot of people are going to want more than anything else. I won't give too many of them away. That first one you're talking about, hey, I pop for that too. I'm a gore hound just like anybody else. There are some really cool kills.
Inventive too.
Inventive. Felt more like a Hatchet movie. Again, maybe not a bad thing for people. In terms of, I mean, I'm wearing a Hatchet shirt tonight. So, but yeah, there were a few that were, like, I for a minute I thought I was watching Victor Crowley, and that may not play well with people. I it will be divisive. This is going to be a Halloween Kills type situation. No, I'll say something nice. I liked it more than Halloween Kills. So there's that. I might have been. I'm trying to be really careful. As far as the ending goes, I could have been more pissed if it didn't.
Well, I think that's there's already comments I haven't thrown up.
I was about to be, but he said,
I
don't get the casting though.
I'm with you. Like, not to be too mean, everyone was unattractive. I'm like, I can't root for you that way, and your personality is dog shit. So I'm like, I'm just gonna side with Leatherface, and I hope he murders all of you motherfuckers.
What's funny is I knew you guys. This is like the whole thing, but you understand that the young people that go and see this are gonna 100% relate with those characters we all hate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't know that too many are going to like these characters. I predict that's going to be a theme. Personally.
I think the people that are the characters age, Dan, are going
in the
to
round,
relate.
Yeah,
I'm not.
I disagree. Okay. I don't think you'll see Melody. People talking about how great Melody was, and that's their.
I place. Didn't say that. I just said they're not going to hate them. Like,
no, well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe
they're going to identify with them.
I mean, I think all of that just has to do with, you know, the slasher formula of just wanting to see these people that are obnoxious as fuck and just rude as shit to get massacred. I mean, that's why I was okay. Like, granted, I didn't like the characters either, other than, you know, the one main character that we got. I actually liked her and her backstory. I know you liked it too, Bugs.
I do like her backstory. I was like, oh.
But yeah, I just saw everybody as like, they're making them despicable and annoying and woke on purpose to see them get killed. And like, I feel like if you went into this thinking it's going to be a woke movie, I don't really see it as why. I see it as like kind of sticking a finger up at those guys.
That, yeah. And I think that's like, even with the scene people saw on the bus, I mean, I thought it was obvious in the trailer.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys don't get it's set. Whatever. Oh, sure.
It's more the bus thing, not at all, but the beginning.
That all plays into the same thing though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying I'm using the trailer example until we get into the other stuff.
I also love the little things like with technology and just how it's, you know, modernized. Like the little plays that they got with that were fucking perfect for me.
Yeah, man, I do think Texas Chainsaw Massacre belongs in the past though. And that'll be something I'll dive
into more. I have my take on that, but I know where you're going with that.
Yeah, I really do.
We should leave that for our franchise.
Yeah, I was going to say that should be for tomorrow. We'll talk
more about that. Yeah. Is Hey Leatherfuck the new Do Your Thing? Because
no, oh that's a God. Way better line. Fuck yourself, damn it. You know what?
Everyone gives Do Your Thing because shit. You know, I'm also going to save this for the franchise show. Yeah. That's not the worst line in that movie. There's another one that drives me insane, which I will tell you guys on that other show.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, so why don't we rate this bitch then? I think, and then get into spoilers.
Yeah, we'll talk full on spoilers then. We went longer than I thought we'd be able to without spoiling it. All right. Who went for Pugs? Go for it.
Todd did.
Todd, sorry. Yeah, you passed it back and forth. Sorry.
I'm ready to rate it if you want to. Cool. I was a 4.5 until the very, very end, and I'm a 5 because that made me fucking smile. And yeah, it's a 5 out of 5 for me.
Yeah, 5 out of 5 for me too. It's definitely one of my favorite of the big 4 sequels that we've gotten, I think, ever, honestly.
All right. I am a 2.5. It does have some fantastic gore.
About what I expected. I do want to say,
I expected a 3 actually from Dan, but
I am going to watch it again tomorrow. So I go in a little,
yeah, me too,
more before the franchise show. It needs one more viewing to really let it sink in.
Shit, I'm going to probably watch it tonight, or this morning.
Depends how long we're on here for me. All right. Well, let's go to spoilers then.
All right guys. All right, here we go.
Quick enough, Dan. I said we're going to spoilers.
No, that's okay. I think the siren got him, hopefully. All right, open spoiler time.
All right, break your wrist. Start stabbing. Orc, just when I thought a movie couldn't get more PC, the ending saves it.
Oh, I was like, oh my God, the cast of Glee didn't just fucking murk Leatherface. They would have lost that 2.5 stars.
Ben Grimm, I knew I shouldn't listen to the word of mouth before the release. Wait to judge for myself after I saw it. That's very good advice. Ben Grimm, so violent, I thought I was crackling at some of the kills. I was laughing pretty hard too at some of them. I was giddy. Yeah, some of them made me super happy.
Now, Todd. I know one kill you fucking had to have been over the moon about. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Is it in the bus in the corner and involve a man and a woman?
Oh, yeah. I think you need to do the honors of telling what happened.
All right. So this is like what I've been waiting for since Chainsaw 2. So he like shoves the chainsaw through the dude. And then, like, on top of the chick, like, they're fucking, and I was fucking.
Yeah, he shoves it through his ass, out his dick, and then right in the vagina. It was awesome. Like, I can't believe that they fucking did that. Because, like, everything up until that point was so violent, but just something that brutal never crossed my head. And that was the best kill in the whole movie for me. Were you going to say something, Dan?
Oh, no. I was going to actually ask you guys a question. Did you have an issue? Because I thought it was very uncharacteristic of Leatherface, the diversion thing with the chainsaw.
The diversion.
Where he just has the chainsaw going off and.
Oh, like that's the trap?
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw this.
He knows how to hunt.
I will tell you this. It's been 50 years. He's a lot older now, so he's not as.
He's watched a lot of TV. And
my thing is, he's from Texas. He knows how to hunt.
Are you talking about when you hear him like revving in all different directions?
No. When
the chainsaw's behind this, that sheet thing, he uses it as a distraction for that
Melody's sister. Yeah, and then like spears her into the
Oh, okay.
Remember, we're fresh off. If I'm off on a scene a little bit, I haven't rewound anything to see. But yeah, I thought that was a little uncharacteristic. I could see some purists having issues with it.
I popped.
Well,
so
you have a couple.
Yeah, I didn't have any issue.
I had none.
I mean, like Texas Chainsaw is literally in my top five favorite movies ever. So like, yeah, I definitely didn't have any fucking issue.
Ben Grimm, that thing where they said they couldn't find him because he wore a mask. That was stupid as fuck.
All right. I'm going to say this. This was not that. You know what I thought was genius? The way they set up the Leatherface myth with like a true crime documentary.
Oh, fuck yeah.
With the narration. Because, I mean, that's what everyone like.
We would watch the fuck out of that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. But like the young people watching this, like everyone's like on true crime balls, which they should be because it's great. But I mean, it's like that's like a big thing right now. So I thought it was a perfect way to set it up. And there bring it back. John Larroquette was awesome. But
how about when he's just chucking his fucking chainsaw all over the place?
Oh, like dude. That. What about his fucking sledgehammer? Suck a big dick, Thor. This is how you do it.
Dude. Yeah, he straight up miseried that motherfucker's leg and then just, I mean, hammered his head into mush. Like, we're talking Human Centipede 2 style face smashing. Like, it was fucking awesome.
It was good. Yeah.
And you know what? Go ahead. Oh, no, I was just. Go
we're both really fucking excited. The first kill though with him snapping dude's arm and then stabbing him to death with his fucking own bone, that was just so fucking badass. And also I love the symbolism behind who he skins and whose face he's wearing. It played in the theme of, this is him getting revenge because they just took the one person that was kind of took care of him. Maybe he had a normal life. He escaped, the Sawyer family and has moved on. And now you fucking took her away from him. So he's going to wreak revenge on all you woke motherfuckers. Like, that was awesome. And I can't emphasize this enough. I really do feel like this is a middle finger at that crowd and just being like, you've had enough fun. This is for the guys that want to see all you guys get killed. It's okay. It's horror.
Think of it like this. And this is, I don't know if it's a good way to think. Think, okay, you have Black Christmas, then you throw Leatherface in there to go kill all those fucks. And tell me that doesn't make a great movie.
Yeah.
I'd like that a whole lot more.
that would rule. But I mean, that's basically what we did.
Yeah. Well, he went full-blown fucking Ed Gein and Norman Bates. So I respect the mama's boy. They fucked
up. But he was
snug
in the dress.
Oh, dude, that was heartbreaking.
Yeah, I honestly really felt bad for Leatherface. Like,
well, he's always been that character, though.
Sympathetic, sure. But this one especially, I think more so. Maybe Texas Chainsaw 3D a little bit. But
I was going to be pissed off that bitches. I was not happy till we got that extra little bit at the end.
Oh yeah, dude. Like, granted, uppercut with the chainsaw, it was cool.
It was dope.
But I was like, all right, there's got to be a little bit more. And I even looked on my phone or on my remote, and I was like, okay, there's still a little bit of time left. Maybe something's gonna happen. Sure as shit, pops through the window, pulls her out, chops her fucking head off, has her head, in his hand, and is just doing the fucking Leatherface chainsaw dance. I mean,
I was gonna be so mad if we didn't get our chainsaw dance at the end.
How low would your rating have dropped? If
I would have dropped, probably
went to black there.
Half point for me because I still had a good time.
Probably a whole point.
Yeah, I was going to say a whole point too.
Way too violent for me not to. Not
but
to
you know what? Coming right off of it, it might have been lower. Might have been still upset about it.
Yeah. I was going to say young Sinead O'Connor being the one to take out Leatherface. I think you would drop a lot lower than that.
See, that's the thing, though. I never thought he was dead. Like that never got me. I'm like they always come back.
Well, name when he ever died at the end. Two? What happens?
He gets the grenade at two.
Yeah, but he could have survived.
Well, all the other ones, he's
isn't he supernatural now? I mean, he took shots right to the chest.
He's fucking Leatherface. That's all you need to know.
Okay, here's the one thing I love that they said. You know what? They Thanos'd fucking Sally. He's like, I don't know who the fuck this is.
Is he going to the hospital now?
I fucking love that. The fact that it consumed her life, but for him, it was a fucking Tuesday or it was just August 19th, 18th, whatever
he's
day
like,
it was.
He's like, which one of the like thousand people I've killed?
You got away? Whatever. I fucking love that. And when she realized that, like that kind of broke her fucking spirit a little bit.
I love that this is what they should have done to Jamie Lee Curtis. That's exactly what they should have done.
There's still time.
No, there's not. We're like,
it's going to be the end, dude. Dude, that though, like fucking having him hold her up. Yeah, what I wanted though was like this for the chainsaw to slice her all the way up.
Evil Dead style. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. But
yeah, that would have been sick. But the way he flung her off too, like
get the fuck off my chainsaw. Dude,
he flung multiple people like 20 feet in the air. It was fucking awesome. Like Jason Voorhees ain't got shit on this motherfucker.
Yeah, I had a great time. It's so fucking funny. Oh, I do like the upside down Jaws thing where fucking that curly haired fuck was underneath the house and the chainsaw's like the Jaws fin is coming all the way through. I'm like, this is pretty fucking cool.
You know what was really? Oh god damn.
Oh no, I was just gonna say one that was a little more simple but I thought effective was when he inverted Richter's knee with the hammer.
Yeah,
it's a quick shot, but like just turned it into like.
And that's one of those you're like, fuck, because
I immediately thought like Misery and got shit on that one. That was like right, that was bent like in 90 degrees.
I liked that guy a lot. He was cool.
Yeah, well, see, I was in my head, and like this is just because you know it was already giving me woke vibes. I'm like, are they gonna have like the guy with the gun come in and save the day? And they're like, nope, fucking dead in like 2 seconds. Like I really thought he was gonna be the hero of the story, and like, nope. Not fucking playing that bullshit.
Well, let's be real. Leatherface is the hero of our story.
Amen, brother. Yeah,
I agree. I'm going to say right now, and this can be an addition to our Patreon show when we do the non-canon Texas Chainsaw stuff, but I've got some fucking hilarious texts that I can't read about from some people.
Well, you know what? I haven't brought it up yet, but I think this deserves a commentary like we did Halloween Kills right after.
I'm down.
Dan, your equipment can shut down again and not work.
Suspiciously
like
not work. Cool.
Because I was going to say that would be a good
time. I said to... I gave a zero to Halloween Kills.
No, I know. So. What I'm saying, your equipment mysteriously stopped working.
Never prepared more for a show in my life, but yeah, that just I had some internet issues.
Well,
unfortunately,
we'll talk about the other thing later. I think that, and Dan, you might want to save your notes for that. Well, your messages so you can read them.
Yeah, well, I will save the tag. They're funny, but I can't read them on.
All right. What else did we love? And Dan was okay.
What about the post credit scene? Like,
yeah.
Can we get the original title to Next Generation back now? The Return to Texas Chainsaw Massacre for the next one.
It's never been officially used, right?
I would use it. I would use it fucking hard. Oh, when he donned his apron, I popped like a motherfucker. I was like, all you need is your tie, but that's cool.
I'm already thinking like, okay, what do I need to do this costume now?
Yeah, no, Yeah, I immediately thought after the movie, I'm like, yep, Leatherface for Halloween this year sounds good.
Dude, when he's applying the mom's makeup or whoever the fuck she is, I was like, oh, that's awesome. This is way cool. And then he didn't get to finish. So I'm like, ah, oh, man, I kind of want the lipstick and everything on, but I got to go kill these motherfuckers on that bus. So, God, I love that fucking scene.
Where do you think this is going to be overall?
Because our show will be soon.
No.
I'm saying with general, just people.
Oh, people?
Is this going to be shit on hard?
It's going to be Halloween Kills. It's going to go half and half.
I don't think it will be as bad as Halloween Kills.
I don't think people are going to be as mad.
No. I think the hardcore slasher fans are going to have a lot of fun. And maybe some Texas Chainsaw purists will have some issues. But I think general audience is going to have a lot of fucking fun with this. Like, if you're not like a diehard Texas Chainsaw fan, you're just like, oh, that Leatherface guy, I saw like the second movie, let me throw this on. I think you're going to have a good time.
Todd, I have a question for you. You don't like things when they get rainy and dark. It got rainy and dark in this one. But how do you feel about that? Huh?
It worked.
Okay. All right. You're getting in the past because of that face. Well, no,
because they didn't drain the color palette. If that would
have. Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie. It's never vibrant. It's always like faded.
One was a lot more vibrant than some of the other ones.
Yeah, it's not like fucking Texas Chainsaw 3.
There was no isolation in this. There were just always people.
It was far out. They explained it because of the auction. So technically they are isolated, but it just happens to be on auction day where all these fucking nerds come to ruin the fucking town.
Yeah, and they said, what was it, a 7-hour drive?
6-hour drive to the nearest thing.
So they were isolated the moment they lost their keys.
It just, there's a bunch of people, so it didn't feel as isolated as it normally does.
Yeah,
so
they could all just walked off into the desert in the dark if they wanted to. But
I never knew I wanted to see Leatherface take a dip, so that was kind of cool. I've never really had him like submerged in water.
You've had Leatherface in water.
He swam?
He didn't swim.
He was brawling with Ken Ford.
The ending reminds me of the end of Leatherface Texas Chainsaw 3, because he gets hit in the head with the rock. Yeah, he gets hit in the head with the rock and then he sinks down to the bottom.
Well, that didn't stick with me. saw it too.
Yeah. There's a lot of fucking movies, man.
Yeah. Timelines are.
Oh, that's going to be a whole segment now. Because this graphic going around misinforming people, I'm just not.
make one, Todd. How'd you guys feel about the lady's face being his only mask in the movie?
I liked it because I think it looked a little bit different once he got some gore on it. And then when he was submerged in the water, there was like it looked different throughout the movie enough for me not to, care about. I mean, he didn't have time to fucking skin people's faces. He had some work to do.
I wanted him to be one of the black guy. Just cut that face off. Let's see how that reaction goes.
that didn't go well for Dead by Daylight because he used to have a black person skin mask.
Well,
Leatherface is the most progressive person ever. He's fluid in gender and race. So leave him the
fuck alone. Hey, to be fair, whatever mask he puts on has always been the persona he's kind of taken. So
although if he does start crip walking when he wears a black
that
face,
would be the best.
I would laugh my ass off, but I could see that being problematic. Being a Snoop Dogg at the Super Bowl.
Safe to say you're not gonna ever get that one, Bugs.
I want Leatherface in the hood.
That's racist.
Fuck that.
Yes.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
At this point, it's not exactly what I want, but I kind of knew it wasn't going to be, in fairness.
Do you think, though, that you would be satisfied with a prolonged sequel like this to any movie? It doesn't seem like you're the type of person that would like it.
Well, it depends.
I don't think so.
You ever really liked any, though?
Yeah, that's
I think the thing that would work
Aliens.
Better...
That wasn't that long after.
6-7 years after, Dan. These are like...
Well, you're talking like a sequel to something that...
Yes. Like from decades before, like this.
You mean...
Something like with a giant time gap, Dan.
Well, I feel like
we haven't had that big of a time gap since Leatherface.
This movie takes place right after... Yeah, never mind. I'll ask on the...
Okay, I'm trying to figure it out.
We'll explain it off.
But no, there are sequels. I'm actually hopeful for the new Hellraiser, believe it or not.
Dan's going to be the only one who likes that. It's going to be the opposite. It could be.
I think I'm going to like that one a lot. Yeah, with people being,
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful.
I see. We'll save it for tomorrow.
I do hope we get a fucking NECA figure because I need that shit in my life.
18 inches, please.
Yeah.
I wonder if the new guy will do the convention circuit. I'm sure he will.
Dude, I love the new shirts that Fright Rags
put out. Oh, that's cool.
Shit's fucking badass.
Yeah, we will talk masks and everything tomorrow because I didn't care for his look. But we'll talk more about it tomorrow. I think that's one that you're going to see a lot of.
Now, you mean his look or his mask?
Well, his mask. I mean, aside
from there's
that,
a difference. I
mean, you know, he looks...
Because you could have a shitty mask in a...
Same chainsaw, though, which was cool for people to
Have. Technically, it's not...
In certain shots of this.
Well, I have a question.
It's close. It's like a different model.
I thought the director said that he has the original one. I read an interview that they had one from the original film in certain shots, like the bus scene.
Oh, okay. Well, that I know. But I know they got a saw that looked... That was almost, but...
Yeah, it was close.
Yeah, he said they couldn't use the original one because of how old it was, but they wanted it there for certain shots. So there are certain shots where it is there.
Probably when he breaks it out of the wall. That I didn't really care for. I thought that was a little weird. Like, that's that movie. Yeah, but maybe it was the lady who decided to keep it away from him. No chainsaw, no massacre.
Do you think good. Leatherface was killing during his time at this orphanage? No. Which I'm trying to figure out, like, how awkward was that when she had to take that guy into the orphanage?
What I got from it is he was like something probably happened to where like he escaped or you know ran off and they found him and he has a mind of a child so they put him in an orphanage and she said I'll take him in you know I'm not worried and maybe she didn't know necessarily about his past but he kept going for a chainsaw and that's why she had to hide it in the fucking wall or something like that.
Well, now is it canon that he has something wrong with his face or is that the remake stuff? Okay, yeah, so he just does it because he makes his dick hard.
I guess.
I think at least three. Ben Grimm, would you like a sequel to this? Yes. I said three of us are going to say yes, and one of us is going to say no. You can figure out which.
I mean, honestly, though, another reboot. What are they going to do with this?
Well, it wouldn't be a reboot, Dan. It would be a sequel.
No. I'm saying if it were a reboot versus sequel. What are they going to do with the reboot that's going to be any better now? I mean,
the question was, would you want a sequel to this?
I'm indifferent. I don't care. I mean, if they do.
I would like one. I would like to.
I do too. I do too. And bring Bill Moseley in somehow.
We're going to talk Williams a lot about Chop Top tomorrow. I think I've got a lot to say. So.
There were no like cameos, right? I didn't catch any.
Nope. No, not that I saw, unless they were really well.
The chainsaw, apparently.
that one shot though that we saw of Leatherface, you know, sitting in a chair, and you know, next scene he's gone. He does look a lot like Gunnar Hansen in that scene. I was like,
yeah, I do like when he got all bloody and his hair started getting stringy. It looked like Bloody Face from American Horror Story season 2.
You know what I thought might have been coming, and I wasn't sure. I was like, I wonder if they're gonna like pull a CG Gunnar Hansen sort of moment in this one. They didn't do it, but I thought maybe they might do that.
I'm kind of glad they didn't. I don't need that.
I don't know why they need to.
The guy looking
for the pop.
Yeah, I mean the guy.
Look at how excited people were for CG Tony Todd and Candyman. I mean, you know what I mean.
It's different though. You've never seen Leatherface unmasked.
Yeah, that doesn't mean they wouldn't have done it though. I mean, this is not you know.
I get what you're saying, but it doesn't make sense to do it because like he's.
I mean, you see him briefly in this, but not like you know a full on shot.
No, I mean in the original. So if we're going it doesn't.
What did you guys think of, and it's, her name is so hard to say, but Olwen Forer is Sally? She worked for you guys?
Yeah. She, yeah, well, we can't have Marilyn, so right. She was fine.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, I liked watching her die.
She looked like she could have been, yeah.
Ben Grimm, did you guys see that they are turning Gunnar Hansen's book about the making of Texas Chainsaw Massacre into a comedy movie a la The Disaster Artist? I did not. That sounds awesome.
I heard that a while back. I was hoping it didn't get killed by the lockdown, though, because I haven't really heard a follow-up, but that would be really cool.
I'll send it to Netflix. They got a whole fucking lane for that now.
Also, Alice Krieg is in here as well. That was cool. Ghost Story, the orphanage mom. Do you not recognize her now? She is looking a little bit older now.
What is she from?
Ghost Story.
Oh, okay.
Silent Hill.
I just clicked her. She's known for, you know her from Star Trek, don't you, Dan?
Well, no, go.
I'm going to give you props for not leading with Star Trek.
Ghost Story was my cherry popper with her, but she is looking different now, but she was good.
Wait, you saw her in that before Star Trek? She was
I believe I saw Ghost Story first.
Before First Contact?
Ghost Story was like 1980, dude.
Oh, I'm fucking thinking of that newer
one. I thought it was a new one you're talking about.
Yeah,
A Ghost Story.
That was a long time before, 16 years before First Contact.
Oh, okay. Ben Grimm. She was the witch in Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
Okay, or Gretel.
Gretel versus Hansel.
Yeah, that was the
action one. Jeremy Renner and...
No.
Yeah,
Gretel versus Hansel? Oh, that's the straight-to-video one.
No, that's the...
No.
The one...
It's Gretel and Hansel.
It's the one that theatrical one from a couple years back.
The one with the big triangle? It's just called Hansel. Or whatever, Hansel and Gretel.
Well, it's reversed, but Gretel and Hansel. There we go. Gretel and Hansel. That's what it is. Yeah, I remember liking that a lot.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to showing off some cool Texas Chainsaw Massacres and seeing what you've got, Todd, for the show.
We'll see what I grab.
So I don't know. I'm very curious to hear everybody's thoughts, see where things fall on this one. It brings the carnage, and if that's what you're looking for, hey. It is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre Western, for sure. Which
because it's in Texas?
No, this one was a Western. Dude. Just the whole.
It looked like a Western set.
I should like it more though, too. If you told me we're gonna get like the Texas Chainsaw Western, I should probably like it more. But it has its moments, so I'll just leave it.
See, I think your problem, and I know you didn't really get what we were trying to say earlier with the whole sequel thing. I think it's the time period shift more than anything for you. Like, if they followed this up and it was period to this was 1978 was when this took place, would it be a little bit easier for you to handle?
Oh, I get what you're saying now. Well, I think Texas Chainsaw Massacre is better. You know, this movie's not scary at all. To me, anyways, I don't know. Maybe I'm.
There's scary moments, but we don't really get scared, Dan.
There's no isolation,
and there's not a lot of in this franchise, which we'll get into. You could say that about a lot of the sequels.
I also didn't realize how little deaths occur in this franchise. Although this one made up for it.
Yeah. I don't know, like a body count breakdown, but this one has to be way.
This one's fucking high.
Yeah. I mean, there have been gorier
quality, not quantity. Come on.
Yeah. This one, I got to say, five times more than any of the movies.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
At least. I mean, yeah.
We have to have been in like, you know, mid 20s, I think, by the end of the movie.
Yeah. I'm very curious to hear everybody's thoughts tomorrow out there. If you do see this, please weigh in the comments. As always, we love reading all that. So just to recap, I gave it 2.5. Todd, you were a 5.
Yes, Pugs, it was. I was also a 5.
And I was a 5 too.
Okay. All right.
And I can't wait to watch it again because I think, well, I can't go any higher, but the rewatchability of this movie is there, especially the fucking bus shit. Yeah.
I think this is my first 5 of the year too.
Ooh.
So
fuck yeah.
This is good. This is definitely going to be up on my, top of my list probably by the end of the year too. I don't see anything knocking this off there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say though, check out The Wasteland on Netflix if you're going to have a double feature this week.
I like
watch that too with Texas Chainsaw. Yeah, I like that one more. But
I say watch Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah, I wasn't huge on it, but it was decent.
It's good, but like,
yeah. I guess we're not reviewing it then. So there you go. Yeah.
I don't think we review it. Maybe I reviewed.
No, we
it.
Did. I thought you guys yeah, did. That's what
I thought we did. Dan and I did, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I don't even
with that movie too, also. It was a whole Spanish thing.
Yeah, Todd sat it out. Yeah, that's why you don't remember, Todd.
Oh, that may have been when I was unable to.
Yeah. All right, any closing thoughts?
Evil dies tonight.
No, I fuck. Am I too tired to watch it again? Probably.
I'm not.
Watch
it
later today.
I'm literally like, as soon as I get up, I'm fucking getting comfy on the couch and gonna watch Leatherface massacre these millennials.
Good shit.
All right.
So then I guess we're done with this, and the next time we'll see all of you people will be for
the
series.
Yeah.
So we're doing all of Texas Chainsaw. Pimp that shit out, Dan.
Yeah. Yes. Check out our franchise show. We're going to talk everything Texas Chainsaw Massacre, rank all the movies, talk our favorite kills, favorite actors, all that good stuff. That should be a lot of fun. And I'm kind of curious to see how this stacks up. I don't really know any of your rankings exactly, so that should be interesting.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, shocker.
And patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures if you want to see us review those non-canon films that are not as YouTube friendly.
And we'll have a commentary, I guess, too, probably. Yeah,
for sure.
All right. Well, on that, Dan?
Good night, guys.
Todd?
Good evening.
Come on, you're not going to give us a lick my plate, you dog dick, or something. Come on, give us a quote, Todd.
This is classy.
The Saw's family.
There you go.
I'll see you in Disneyland.
I'll have a quote for the next one.